Lord, your word is mighty, releasing people. May it release us from where we're wrong, we pray through Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, for young people who can't see properly, do feel free to move forward and sit at the front on the pews or on kneelers. But I can probably be quite sort of wander around church today because I want to involve you quite a lot. Let me ask you, what is your ambition in life? What might your ambition be? There's Steve Cooper doing a half marathon. One ambition he has is to finish the half marathon. Any other ambitions? Let's see. Is somebody over 60 who has an ambition? See the annex built. Yep, and we are all looking forward to that, and we're getting progress, we think, at the moment. Another ambition, to facilitate, that means make possible, people's dreams. That's a nice one. What sort of dreams do you think of, Christine? Wonderful. Yes, take your niece out to New Zealand. Fantastic. Other ambitions. You're a dull lot, aren't you, this morning? Other ambition.
Well, John, we want to see Wales win the Rugby World Cup in the autumn.
Wales win the rugby. Yes, you would want that. Other people might want Ireland or Scotland or England. Right. Well, different ambitions. How about the children? Any ambitions children have? People under 16. Somebody there was saying something. He was smothered by his mother, so he couldn't come out with it. I didn't know what it was. Well, let me ask you about ambitions and show you something about ambitions. Now, I have a picture of somebody here. I wander down the church with it. Do you all recognize this gentleman? Let me just take it so you all see. Who is this here?
Bill Gates.
It is Bill Gates. Absolutely right. Bill Gates. And you may have an ambition to become like Bill Gates, because Bill Gates is very, very rich. If his wealth was laid end to end, the bills or notes would stretch 3.8 million miles. That's times 8 to the moon. He could paper over the whole of Manhattan with his notes 7 times. If they were stacked, they would go up 2,690 miles high. And they weigh 40,000 tons. That's 15 times 100 the weight of one of those 747s he bought. Amazing thoughts, isn't it? The size of that pot of wealth, which he is actually using in lots of good ways, we know. But you might have an ambition to be rich. Nothing wrong with being wanting to involve in business and make money, but it's a question of how we do it and what we use it for. You might decide you want to be popular. Who likes to be popular at school? Anybody like to be popular at school? Like to be popular? Yeah, I mean, John Drake's away skiing with his father this weekend, but, I mean, John Drake makes me feel absolutely hopeless, because I didn't even know what Facebook is, but John Drake tells me he has 500 friends on Facebook. And they aren't all girls, either. Another ambition you might have is to be very stretching out on a sun lounger, relaxing, sleeping. Do you have the ambition to be relaxed? Now, I've got a picture here. Anybody recognize who in the congregation that is? Any guesses? It's off the internet, so it's not anybody in the congregation, just in case you were getting interested. Guess how many hours a day a baby sleeps for? Doctors, don't answer, please. 16 is what they say, and apparently it's 66.7% of their time, roughly, babies sleep. But here, anybody tell me what this is here? What sort of bat? There's a question. Anybody good naturalist? What sort of bat is that? Not a horseshoe bat, no. 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 What colour is it? It's a brown bat. I thought that was a really easy question. A brown bat. Well, a brown bat sleeps for 19.9 hours a day. 82.9% of its life is spent sleeping. What's the sleepiest animal? Sorry?
Sloth.
Not the sloth, though the name might make you think that. Not a cat. I heard somebody say it there. It is, it's a koala. The animal in the world which sleeps the most. Perhaps you have an ambition to just rest and sleep, early retirement, your house in the south of France, as well as Wargrave. Perhaps you just look forward to relaxing. Perhaps that's your ambition. Well, koala bears sleep 91.7% of their lives, which is 22 hours a day. It's unbelievable, isn't it? 22 hours a day, a koala sleeps. Perhaps you're very keen to be, perhaps you have another ambition. Here's a picture. This is what first attracted Camilla to me. There you are. And sadly, I'm not quite like that anymore. Well, perhaps you have an ambition to be really strong and... Actually, you look rather disgusting, doesn't it, when you get that muscular? But yes, some people do live for bodybuilding. There's so much bodybuilding drugs and bodybuilding this and that. So many gymnasiums around the place. And some people, you know, live for bodybuilding. That's their ambition. Getting fitter and fitter, bigger and bigger muscles on their bodies. Other people have an ambition to do something in the kitchen. What might they want in the kitchen? Not wash up, no.
Master,
be a good cook, isn't it? Right, I wonder whether you've got ambition to be a really good cook. One of my family, apart from my wife, loves making things in the kitchen. Well, I've got a picture here of a well-known chef. Heston Blumenthal. What did you have for breakfast this morning? Cornflakes and orange, other people? Anybody have porridge? Oh yes, quite a bit of porridge. Look at that, all across the Horton, they had porridge this morning. And I think the Mazes did, and others have porridge as well. Do you know what this is here, what Heston's making there? He's making snail porridge, which I've never tried. Perhaps you had ambition to make snail porridge. Lots of different ambitions in our lives, and they can be so varied. Well, think about James and John in that story he had read to us. James and John come to Jesus with a request, and it is the worst prayer ever prayed. It could be in the Guinness Book of Records. They say, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask." And he went on to say, "We want one of us to sit at your right hand and the other at your left." There they were, looking after number one, self-seeking. Now, anybody know where the phrase pecking order comes from? Because I've observed that quite a few times. Yeah, pecking order comes from chickens. So if you come down my garden, look at my chickens, there is an order. There's one who's slightly the sort of runt of the chickens and is always left to last. But there's a pecking order. And there's obviously a protocol about who's going to get the first bits of scraps and food. A pecking order chickens have. And friends, sadly, there's very often a pecking order in life as well. So adults, you jockey for position. You want to have the greatest glory or have the best job. And then even the question we sometimes ask, what do you do, can be a very innocent question, a good question to ask, but sometimes people do it, try and work out where they are on the pecking order. Imagine an Eastern potentate. Anybody want to tell me, a child, what an Eastern potentate is? Somebody's a teenager? Eastern potentate? An Eastern potentate is the sort of person you see with a great purple hat sitting on a big purple cushion, and he looks after number one. He flicks his fingers, says, "Oh, another glass or whatever, another plate of so-and-so." And he flicks it again. Bring me another wife, he says. So it goes on. He tries to get everything for himself. He's self-seeking. That's what James and John were. Well, how about young people? What do you really look for? Are you looking for nearest and newest game to use on your computer? In the playground, do you talk some children down and others up? Do you want to be captain of that sports team? Nothing wrong with that. But sometimes we can want to be captain to make sure we get noticed. Self-seeking. How about simply getting in the team, trying hard to show how good we are at a game? And so we could go on, lots of different ways in which we can try and just look after ourselves. Self-seeking. And friends, the adults do it, we all do it. And the smallest children do it. And the oldest people do it as well. I remember an elderly scientist who worked at the Royal Aircraft Establishment in Farnborough. Brilliant scientist. She became a Christian later on in life. And she was just telling her Christian story. And she said to me, I was always very selfish. I said, well, what's your earliest memory of that? She said, well, my twin sister. I used to snatch the food off her plate. If she had a lollipop, I'd take it off her and have it myself. Very honest. We're all self-seeking. What does Jesus say? He says, not so with you. Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be the slave of all. See, humility is thinking not less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. King George V. King George V, imagine him, a big, big banquet, and the guest included his cousin, the Kaiser Wilhelm II, and there's also an Indian prince there. And they sat round his banquet, and the Indian prince noticed a bowl of water beside him. It was a finger bowl to rinse your hands after you're messing around with grapefruit. The Indian prince simply put up the bowl in his mouth and drank from it. And the Kaiser said, ha ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, you funny Indians, how's he doing that? And do you know what the king did? King George V simply picked his up and drank it himself. Amazing story of not being self-seeking. The king said nothing, but quietly picked up his own finger bowl and drank from it himself. That was true humility. He had the power to embarrass or snub, but he wasn't going to use it. Self-seeking or serving, service. And my mind, girls and boys, friends who are older, goes back immediately to Jesus. Jesus was like that. He was born not in a palace, but a stable. He was a village carpenter and made friends of ordinary, sinful people. He might have died as a hero, but he was executed. He allowed himself to be executed as a criminal on a tree. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. What's your ambition? Give up your small ambitions and make sure you follow Christ. Follow his example. Not self-seeking, but loving, costly service in his name. Amen.